The drug naloxone is a key reason that more people have not died from opioid overdoses. It's such a vital tool for fighting the opioid epidemic that many law enforcement officers in North Carolina now carry it with them at all times. But there are still many agencies in the state not carrying it, and some of them are in counties hardest hit by the opioid epidemic. James Morrison reports for WUNC's week-long series, Hitting Home, the Opioid Crisis in North Carolina.
Captain Lars Paul of the Fayetteville Police Department is demonstrating how to use a naloxone auto-injector like the ones his officers carry.
It actually talks you through the process.
To inject, place black end against outer thigh, then press firmly and hold in place for 5 seconds.
Since Fayetteville Police began carrying naloxone in 2015, they've saved more than 100 lives from overdoses. Paul says he thinks police should carry the drug because they're often the first to arrive when an overdose is taking place. Other times, a scene may be too dangerous for paramedics or firefighters to enter.
So in those situations, we may be there with an overdose victim for a few minutes until a fire and EMS come. So in situations like that, we've administered naloxone. If somebody's not breathing, it's not good. I mean, time is life in those situations.
North Carolina has more law enforcement carrying naloxone than most other states, with 188 agencies carrying the drug, and more are in the process of acquiring it. But 21 counties still have no law enforcement carrying naloxone. Many of these are rural counties with higher per capita overdose death rates than the state's major metro areas. Some departments don't feel it's their job to be reversing overdoses. Others worry about the cost, which can span from $50 for a nasal spray to more than $1,000 for an auto injector.
We don't live in a utopia. You know, surely your Mecklenburg counties, your Wake counties, you know, big metropolitan police agencies, they can afford this stuff.
That's Sheriff Jimmy Thornton of rural Sampson County. He wants his deputies to carry the drug in case they're exposed to fentanyl, which is 50 times more powerful than heroin. If deputies carried naloxone, they could theoretically revive a partner. But Thornton hasn't been able to convince Sampson County leaders to make money available to buy the drug.
If I have limited resources, EMS and health department has limited resources as well. And, you know, it's a matter of who they're going to approve to obtain it and who's going to pay for it.
Thornton's plight is not unique. Law enforcement officers are low on the priority list for naloxone, with EMS agencies on top. North Carolina recently bought 40,000 naloxone kits in November, and none of those went to law enforcement. Susan Consagra of the North Carolina Division of Public Health says the state wants law enforcement to carry naloxone, but EMS agencies are best for distributing the drug to opioid users and their families.
If there's somebody that is not transported to an emergency department, and oftentimes, sometimes people are not transported to an emergency department, those EMS agencies, they can leave behind doses for that individual as well. Even for those that are transported to an emergency department, leaving it with, you know, family or friends of a person that is at risk for a future overdose is one of the ways that they can use those doses.
Consagra says opioid users and their families represent the majority of the state's 9,000 naloxone reversals since 2015. But over that same period, police and sheriff's deputies have reported using the drug nearly 800 times. And according to state records, the number of law enforcement reversals is doubling each year. With these numbers increasing so rapidly and the opioid epidemic showing no signs of slowing down, it's possible we could see every law enforcement officer in the state carrying naloxone in the near future. For WUNC News, I'm James Morrison.
Tomorrow, our series Hitting Home will take a closer look at college students and the opioid crisis.